Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready.
I completely messed up here.
Dose of Tuttle.
Oh, well. The all-time greatest intern / producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys. You can tell I'm tired. It's been a long week, man. I'm really loving this new job that I have. What up, Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop? How are you? Here, let me, I gotta always check. Always gotta check to see if it sounds A-okay. Give me a second here. Log in here and see if it sounds good. Waiting. Come on. Huh. How does it sound? Can anybody give me a Charlie Lima, please? This is not good. I can't even check that. What up, Iggy T? Hope you had a great week. Here, hold on. Let me go. It says the broadcast really isn't working that well. Can anybody see me? Y'all out. I'll go to YouTube then. Because Twitter really doesn't seem like it's wanting to let me listen to it. So let's see here. Because Twitter really doesn't seem like it's wanting
to. Oh, there we
go.
I think I might have found out what has been causing this stuff. Because at the beginning of the show,
The video clip that I play at the beginning is off of StreamYard. And I think that that might be taking a lot of the juice, a lot of the wind out of my sails. And that's why the audio, going from it playing that, and I always got to reset it and stuff. That could be what it is. I don't know. Spice Boys, Gold Mike Doorstop. You know what's amazing about my name is that Lemmy on Bubba Show actually says it correctly as well, but he has to read it slowly. I mean, it's all together. I mean, it's the spaces. There's no spaces. If you'd like to call in, Friday nights, I'm probably going to get into some topics that might be, you know, not fun or whatever. But I like people to call in. You know, when I worked nights on Real Radio 104.1, I was Drew Garabo's producer. By the way, Drew, thinking about you, buddy. You know, did any of you guys see Dick Vitale, that little produce piece that they did, and then him up on stage talking? He won the Jimmy Valvano Award. You know, Stuart Scott, he got it. He ended up dying of cancer. Dick Vitale, that guy is a sports treasure. He really is. All right, I got somebody calling in here. Let's see who it is. Tuttle Daily Podcast, who is this?
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Jake. How you doing?
Jake, are you back to streaming?
Yeah, I did my I did a unboxing stream today.
Mm-hmm. So, did you get all your issues and everything worked out?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, the issues is more than I
what's bothering you, Jake? What's bothering you? Are you just overthinking things?
I'm overthinking things. I had that mentality where.
Oh, I do it. I do it as well, Jake. Jake, you don't have to explain. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. People, here's the thing.
What's stressing you out, Jake?
You know what?
Jake, what's stressing you out, though?
I had somebody dox my address, Tuttle. I had somebody dox me.
Did somebody come to your house?
No.
Okay, well, no bubbles, no troubles, my friend. I'm sure you got guns in your house. You live in, like, Mississippi, man.
Yeah, but also, but I actually have one question.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you saw one of my channel, I did get a shirt from Tom and Dan.
Oh, real? Did you really get a shirt from? Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Tom Band, Daniel Dennison. You said you worked with Daniel.
I worked with both Daniel and Tom Van. I was on their show Wednesday.
I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
I'll send you the link once I get done. Okay, it's on their Twitch channel.
Twitch channel, yeah. By the way, I've been watching. You ever heard of a Perry Caravello? Perry Caravello.
Sounds familiar.
He, Windy City Heat.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching his stream lately, and Tampa Terry restreams his shit.
Yeah.
Like he restreams, sorry.
No.
I know we're on the radio.
Jake, we're not on the radio, Jake. You can say shit, fuck, piss, titty, cocksucker, whatever you want to say.
Sorry, because I called your boss and cussed, and forgot we're on the radio and cussed.
Oh,
he's
messed up. Everybody on that show is messed up. I've messed up. Bubba's messed. Like, we've all made mistakes.
And by the way, when I say Tuttle's old boss, I mean Bubba's love fund.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. You know what? I should have. You know what, Jake? You one up me, man. That was a classic mistake as a host on my part that I did not like. Kind of clarify who we were talking about. So thank you, Jake.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. People are gonna think I wasn't talking about Russ.
Yeah, I know. So Jake, how? People, go ahead.
People are gonna say he's talking about he did not call Russ a show. I didn't call Russ a show. Mm. I called Bubba a show.
Hey, so what do you think of Tom and Dan?
I think they're good. I think the greatest. Here's the thing. I'll be very honest. That Tom and Dan's community. Last year, I got a free membership, a 1-year membership to their
BDM. Do you know what BDM stands for, right, Jake?
What?
Big Dick Millionaire. So you're a big dick. You're a big dick millionaire right now, Jake.
Yeah, but. I let the membership lapse.
Oh, well, all right. Well,
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry for mentioning that, but.
No, Jake, listen. You know, I've talked to Tom. You know what I may do? I may just give you Tom's phone number so you can give him a call or text him because I've talked to him.
Tom hates me.
Tom does not hate you. You know that?
Go watch the show. Jake,
Tom constantly busts my balls. Tom always tries to knock my dick in the dirt. So what I'm trying to say, though, is that I will personally give you Tom's phone number because he may say that he... Look, me and Tom, we're really, really great friends, but he has to get one over on me on the air and stuff. So... What I'm trying to say is Tom may say bad things, but he really does like you. Now, I've had personal conversations with Tom where he was like, hey, do you know this Jake guy? I was like, Jake Hudson? Because he told me, and Tom was like, that guy's funny as hell.
You know, and the thing is I've done songs for Tom. I did a song for Tom and Dan and one song Tom Band.
What was the name of the song? Like, what was the song about?
Oh, I think it was Ode to Tom Band, Song for Tom Band, or Ode to Tom Band.
And what was his response?
He liked it.
Okay.
And by the way, when they played the first song, it cut to a remix of Two Live Crews. What's the name of the song? The Pussy.
Oh, Pop Pussy That Pussy?
No. Who wants some pussy?
Oh, yeah. I got you. Hey, we want some pussy. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, Jake, so what do you like about Tom Van, though? Like, I mean, when you say, like, he's one of the...
I'll be very honest. Tom Van and Dan Dennison is one of the best shows in the world.
I love Dan Dennison.
Did I say that correct? Daniel Dennison?
Dennison. It's Dennison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, to answer Spice Boy's comment, he changed his name after he got caught.
Who got caught? Spice Boy?
No, Tampa Terry.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Terry had to change his name because he got his feelings hurt on my show the other week.
Yeah. Hey, Jake, I was thinking about this. What we should do is one day we should try me and you. I will call you and we will get together and we'll do a three-way call. And I'll call Tom Van. He never answers my phone calls, though, Jake. What do you think about that? Like, I've known Tom Van for a while.
Here's the thing. Bubba sometimes doesn't answer my calls when I call. And
no, I'm talking about personal calls, like calling him on his cell. Like, you know, I invited Tom Van to my wedding. And you know what I did? I put him in the second best room at this amazing bed and breakfast, Jake.
Yeah.
For like 3 days, but he doesn't take my calls.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, and I'll be very honest. All the times that you know, I love good radio.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Van and Dan Dennison, they also brought up someone who I've also had on. I wanted to get them on the show. But people kept saying that why they're not doing Sam's podcast. Why would they do yours?
Yeah. Hey, Jake, if you had to name three of your favorite things about Tom Van, what would you say those three things are? What makes him a great broadcaster or podcaster?
Experience, his look.
What about his look do you like?
He always dresses a little bit nicer than Dan.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the way Dan dresses?
Is Dan Dennison watching?
No, he's not. He's not watching, man. Listen, Jake, hold on. Just stop, Jake. I'm good friends with them. They're not going to care.
Dan looks like he just rolled out of bed.
Yeah.
And a pair of sweats. Mm-hmm. And Tom always tries to wear dress clothes to the show.
Yeah. What do you think about Sam though?
Sam is, she's got those big jugs.
Oh, you like the jugs?
Yeah.
I mean,
By the way, she's also better than Anna. She's better than Anna. Anna doesn't answer my calls.
Yeah.
Sam always answers the phone.
Like, if I could get you a phone call with Sam, like, what would you want to talk to her about? Like, if you had to, what would be your opening thing?
The one thing is how she puts up with Tom and Dan.
Mm-hmm. Man, what do you think about Seth Petruzzelli, the big MMA fighter that comes on the show?
I thought you were talking about Seth Kushner.
Oh no, not Seth. No. Well, I'm glad that you check out Tom and Dan. Now let me ask you this. So
I also watch Ed Till. I think Ed Till.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Ed Till. Ed Till was one of the original OGs of real radio here in Orlando. All right, Jake.
You know, I've had him on my show before.
Who, twice. Ed Till?
Yeah. The first time was because I'll tell you the story. he couldn't get StreamYard to work.
Now,
so we had he called me on IG and we had to hold the old tablet up to.
That's cool.
The second time we got, I've taught people how to do this, and StreamYard is easy. Mm. But by the way, Restream yesterday was horrible.
Nah, I know, buddy. Why do you think I'm back on StreamYard? Hey, Jake, I do got to get ready for my interview and stuff, but I appreciate you calling in, okay? All right, man.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, so I got George Ryan, miss you, Tuttle. I'm right here, man. Right here. T-Bone, what up, T-Bone? T-Bone says what's up. T-Bone's been around from the start. Fish on Jay. I know that it can't happen because there's a lot of people at Florida Man Radio that hate me. Growing up, one of the main reasons I got into radio was growing up being able to listen to Real Radio 104.1. Drew Garabo worked for him. Daniel, I think, worked for Ed Till as well, too. What I'm trying to say is that I would absolutely shit a brick if I got to talk to Ed Till. So, hold on. You know what? I'm gonna try something here real quick. Give me one second. I'm about to call somebody I haven't talked to in a really long time. I think it would be interesting. My good friend Michelle Wargo. I'm calling her. See if she'll go on the air with me.
Hello?
Is this the one and only awesome Michelle Wargo? No, I mean, you text me while I'm working and doing a show and stuff, and that means I could call you and stuff. How are you, awesome Wargo?
I am good. I figured it was pre-taped.
No. I only do live stuff. What's the thrill about doing taped stuff?
I don't know, but it's not possible for you to be talking to me and be talking live on the radio at the same time.
Well, you're on my podcast right now.
Oh,
I should have told you that, but I don't have to play by those rules because I'm not on terrestrial radio right now. So I probably should have said.
But I just heard you on terrestrial radio.
Oh, you did? Was somebody in a best of at Real Radio?
They must be. That's
or no,
was,
no, 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 no.
You.
Are you listening to Tom and Dan right now?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is it on Real Radio? It's 7 o'clock, so yeah, you are listening to Real Radio. No, I did that interview on Wednesday with Tom and Dan.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's on terrestrial. Hopefully you don't mind. Like, you're live on my show right now, by the way. If you guys don't, if you guys don't know this, Michelle Wargo, she used to come on Drew Garabo's show. She worked at the Florida Radio Network.
I used to be somebody.
No, whatever. You're still somebody. You're on Wesh. By the way, best traffic person that they ever had.
Seriously. True story. I agree.
But I mean, I've seen.
I'll agree with you too.
I've seen a lot of traffic reporters come and go, and it's just like, I don't know. I would think you're even better than Trooper Steve, and Trooper Steve was a former Florida Highway Patrolman.
Thank you. Yeah, that's his angle. He knows the roads because he used to patrol them.
You got your pup with you?
Yes. Sorry, we just got downtown, so she's barking at everyone we're driving past.
So, Michelle, I want to talk about this. I don't think I've ever talked about this. Maybe I've had you on. Maybe we've talked about it. I don't know. Because a lot of this content and stuff, like, just blends together. But I got to ask you, about that infamous Applebee's dinner that we had that one night.
Yeah, when you had your Slim Shady haircut.
Yeah, I did. I had all that going on. But, like, you were doing all types of modeling and stuff. You were doing news reporting. You were doing shifts on WJRR and stuff. And
yeah, I was doing a lot.
But
and the radio, the news on the weekend. Yeah, all the
things. So you came into Drew's show one night, and I don't understand. Did I ask you? You had to have asked me, because there was no way I would have asked somebody that was out of my league like you were and still are. Would I ask and say, oh, hey, do you want to go to Applebee's? It had to be you, right?
I think it was me. I think I said, I'm hungry. What are you doing after this? And you're like, nothing. I'm hungry too. And then I think you said Applebee's.
You know, like...
Does that sound right?
yeah, it does, because I know at that time I would have never, ever in a million years... asked you if you wanted to do something because
I think we must have all been talking about it like right after the show ended about being hungry or something
nobody on the show ended up coming, so it was just me and you that we went there yep. And
probably last time I went to Applebee's too. No,
but it was I remember so many if we walked into that Applebee's in Maitland right now, I could tell you, I could go to the exact table that we sat at. Like, I know for...
I could, too. I remember it was high top. Mm-hmm. It was
high top,
the
near
area.
The bar area. You go to the right, right there, and it was
to
like...
To the right, exactly.
Yep. Oh, ooh. Man.
Oh. Oh, well, I just got to my destination.
All right, so. Well, I'll let you go. See, this is my luck with women. They just try to run for the hills and everything, but...
No, you know how to find me.
Okay. Well, I will most certainly give you a call, Awesome Wargo. Hope you have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. All right. Bye. Yeah. Man. That was at a time that I was pissing my pants practically. Because that was like one of the... really first times that I had somebody that I was like, I would never, ever think I would have a chance with. And they asked me, even though it was Applebee's, I paid. Hold on. Spice Boys, Gold Mike, Doorstop. Tampa Terry was just talking a lot of trash. He said that my suicide attempt was fake. It was a radio bit. I had the moderators block him. Then he ended up calling in and apologizing. I think the best in people. So I'm taking it for his word. And that's exactly what happened with Tampa Terry. I got about 8 minutes. Ugh. Been burping. I had Salisbury steak. It was good as hell. Had some Zellwood sweet corn and some peas. Not mushy peas, just regular peas. Where is that? Ba-ba-ba. That's the one I want. So Clear Metz. Bubba's talked about Clear Metz a lot. You know, when we had the storms the other day, Claire Metz on her Twitter feed was, you know, posting some pictures, and I was right down the street from that stuff, and I sent her the pics, and she used them. She was like, hey, do I need to give you credit or anything? And I was like, no, I'm a big fan of yours. I grew up watching you through the years. And she replied, what did she say? She said something about, oh, yeah, I know I'm old and stuff. Was it wrong to tell her that I've, like... Because I wrote her because after I sent her the pic, she loved them. Matter of fact, all the meteorologists on WESH used it. But she said, hey, do I need to give you credit? I said, no, I just wanted to help you out. Perfecto. Thank you tons. I said, no worries. I'm Evolution native. Grew up watching you. My pleasure. And she replied, and God knows, Tuttle, I'm old. I know you're still at it. Radio podcast. Good for you. I thought that was amazing. But was that offending? I don't think it is. But Claire Metz did this story about these pedestrians and Daytona Beach Shores. And if you've not been on A1A in Volusia County, they got a lot of those pedestrian crosswalks. So once you start walking into the road, the lights start flashing. Well, they're having a lot of problems where pedestrians are still getting hit. Florida, especially Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach is the worst place for pedestrians in the whole state of Florida. But Florida in general is horrible for pedestrians. Now, are the drivers supposed to stop? Yes, drivers are supposed to stop. But I don't give a damn if I got flashing lights, they're shooting off pyrotechnics as I'm crossing the street. I'm waiting until the cars are completely stopped. Some of this kind of falls on the people crossing the road, as well as the drivers. But when Claire Metz is doing her intro for this story, she's going across one of the crosswalks. One of the cars did not stop for her, and then the other one did stop, but laid on the horn while Claire was doing her goddamn intro.
Second most dangerous state in the country for pedestrians, with the Daytona Beach metro area as the deadliest. Police out in Daytona Beach Shores are being proactive after two recent close calls with people in crosswalks, including a pregnant woman. West 2's Claire Metz has the story.
Watch this.
A1A is the main thoroughfare here in Daytona Beach Shores. And as you can see, someone just crossed in front of me, mm-hmm. even though I'm in a crosswalk.
And then watch
this. That's the problem police say they're having, and that's why they're cracking down hard right now.
Look at Claire give this motherfucker and a Prius, white Prius, looks like a Prius, and Claire shoots this son of a bitch the dirtiest eye because you gave her a little one of those dick beeps. You didn't even lay on the horn. You gave her a dick beep. I would rather have somebody lay on the horn. It's kind of like that whole thing of getting punch in the face or getting bitch slapped. I'd rather get punched in the face.
A1A is the main thoroughfare here in Daytona Beach Shores. And as you can see, someone just crossed in front of me, even though I'm in a crosswalk. That's the problem police say they're having, and that's why they're cracking down hard right now. The lights were flashing when I...
Wow. I know the person kept driving, man, but I would have tried to interview that bitch. Fish on Jake, call in, please. Call in.
Cross, yet one driver never stopped. The other blew the horn as if I was in the wrong.
Even at slow speeds, a car will kill a pedestrian. It doesn't have to be going very fast. And there's so many distracted drivers driving up and down A1A.
And so many pedestrians crossing the state highway, whether from the west...
All right. As a pedestrian, you have to... make sure you're looking, and you got to make sure it's safe. I would not cross in front of a car like that expecting it to stop. It's weird. William Goff, those Prius drivers, she couldn't hear them coming. That is true. Hey, Fish on Jay, I do have a guest coming up, so I want to make it quick, but... am I right that the pedestrian, I mean, the drivers need to be paying attention, but the pedestrians also got to kind of make sure that things are good, right?
Yeah. They don't depend on those flashing lights because that area right there, that's my trucking area. I'm in there every week. And as a matter of fact, where Claire was crossing, mm-hmm. that's literally right next to Daytona Beach Shores Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
So, and down that road, it's really crowded. It can be crowded. And let me tell you something, cars don't stop. I stop because number one, the speed limit through there at 35.
It's slow, but they
35 miles an hour.
But they don't give you any grace, really. I've seen a lot of people that weren't going that very fast getting pulled over. You know, it's 35. Like, there's some place they'll give you 5 miles, but on that little stretch, I don't think they play around.
No, no, no. And not only because of the pedestrians, but also since it's a two lane, there are commercial vehicles that are parked on the side doing deliveries, doing pickups. You have a Waste Management and Waste Pro that they have to pull out the dumpsters in order to go ahead and to empty them and roll them back into the area. So that's a really pretty area. And by the way, that's one of the areas that we need to go fishing in.
Yeah.
I have a spot there, but it's really, really dangerous.
But it's a lot of old people though, right, too. So you got to take that into account for it being dangerous.
Yeah. Well, even myself, I have stops along that area resorts that where I have to stop, put my four ways, and I got to put my cones because I have to do pickups from some of the resorts there. Mm. And people have paid attention and slammed in the back of the truck.
Hey, Jason, I got my guest coming in. So I'll give you a call later, okay?
All right, dude. I'll catch you later.
All right, thank you. That Brian. Hold on. Let me get rid of this news story. Hey, Brian.
Hi there. How you doing? This is Brian.
Yeah. Hey, man. Everything good?
Going great.
Yeah. How's your week been?
It's been a little busy, but hey, you know, you got to do the day job and balance it with family and a little bit of TV time for the hobby.
Yeah. I like, before I get into the interviews and stuff, I mean, I've done all the prep. I try not to do over prep. I like my interviews just to be like a conversation. Like, I just roll up on somebody that happens to be a Star Trek fan, and stuff. But I don't really go into it. You see what I'm saying? So, I like to give my guests the floor to talk about themselves, what they're about, and how people can check out the content that you're putting out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy to do that. Conversation sounds more natural. I get it.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me how people can check out your stuff.
Well, we have been a TV show for 2 seasons, almost exactly one calendar year, starting at the end of June is when we premiered in 2021. Lily and I are both the co-hosts of the show. We
host. Wait, Lily together. From the AT&T commercials?
Yeah, Lily Fox Lim. No, okay. The great co-host ever.
I know. I was checking around. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be like offensive, but man, good work, my friend.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's a Stanford grad too. I mean, wow.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Like, great actress, you know, and great co-host. And she's even got like the amazing education out here on the West Coast.
Man, your mic just like, I don't know what happened there, but I almost blew out my earphones there.
Sorry.
The microphone is trash right now.
It's not working?
Nope.
Let me, I think what happened is this cap came off here.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I got, my guest, Brian.
Is that better?
No, no, it's way overmodulated.
Interesting. Maybe I can go to the settings now.
Wait, go ahead and just talk normally right now.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, it's getting better.
Maybe I can just flip it up above my ear. It won't be so distorted.
Yeah, but I can't hear you hardly then. How about this? I can finish up this news story here. If you want to log off and then log back on, maybe resetting some stuff might help.
Sure.
All right, cool, man. I'm sorry. I have OCD about audio quality, so.
That's a big part of the show. I get it. No
worries.
All right.
All right, man. Thank you. Bye. Yeah, I hope he really
decide to get
that
to the
fixed.
Beach or residents in Oceanside homes back and forth to do their shopping or go to dinner.
Oh, it's terrible. You take your life in your hands every time you cross this thing here.
Well, we're not driving very fast. I run across US-1 every damn night. It's not that difficult to not get hit by a car. I mean, when I go on my walks and stuff, I always walk in the direction of traffic so I can see oncoming traffic if I have to dive out of the way.
Yeah.
These are pictures from last weekend when police say a pregnant woman carrying a six-year-old was hit in a crosswalk.
Stop having kids.
Walk. One driver stopped for the group, but another went around the stop vehicle and hit them. Luckily, the injuries were not life-threatening. Last month, a pedestrian walking his dog at night in a marked crosswalk, lights flashing, was hit by a...
If a car is close to the crosswalk, wait, hold, and wait till you're sure that they've stopped. People just have a false sense of security.
Motorcyclist.
He goes into the intersection. The motorcycle hits his dog, kills the dog, and hits him.
In that case, the injuries were...
Are they blurring out the dog in this video? I would think the news could show a dead dog.
...were life-threatening, though both the pedestrian and motorcyclist are now recovering. Daytona Beach Shores police are actively monitoring the crosswalks, even running decoy operations. They want to make drivers aware, though they say pedestrians have some responsibilities too.
But no matter how many times I tell my residents, don't argue with the cars, they feel emboldened by the fact that they're in a crosswalk.
Thank you. I'm glad that this is a common sense cop. Yeah, I mean, the drivers are supposed to be stopping, but you just can't count on them.
And they should not.
Police have the option of giving drivers a warning or a ticket. It is a moving violation.
All right, here we go. Let me add this. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Hold on.
I'm good.
He was having a bad problem with his mic and stuff, so.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, he was going to try to fix it, but let me talk to you. Okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. How
yeah.
are you?
All right. So yeah. I like to do as little show prep. I like to know the bare bones but I like the conversations to be like a conversation. Oh, here comes Brian.
Hey, BK.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So the mic definitely sounds better. All right. So.
Awesome.
I'm going to give you guys the floor. Give me your name, a little bit about you guys, and how people can check out the show and the content you guys are putting out.
Absolutely. I'm Lily Foxlim. I'm the co-host. This is Brian Kreutz here. He's the ambassador to the fans, as it were. Our show is called A Captain's Log, and it airs on 14 local channels, I think, across the United States.
Are you for real? That is so amazing. I thought this was just like an internet like stream, but so you local TV has picked up this show and it's airing on terrestrial TV stations.
Terrestrial. Yes. Yes. And yes, it is.
Well, that's what we call terrestrial radio. Cause I've worked in radio broadcasting for the past 20 years. So, like, you know, what
that
the
wasn't a Star Trek joke.
Yeah, well, no, I know. But what I'm trying to say though, and I didn't even mean to like even set you up for that big beach ball of a joke there so you can make the terrestrial thing. So the show is a lot about Star Trek.
Yes.
And where does the love from Star Trek come from the both of you guys?
Well, right? We're both Trekkies first and foremost, right, Lily? I mean, we talk Trek before and after the show and text and any other time we have an opportunity. So that comes bleeding through, hopefully, to the viewers on the camera and with our scripts. So do the show on a teleprompter half an hour, you know, a week, and we love it.
What are some of the things that, you know, like qualities or signs you can look at and be like, oh, that's a fellow Trekkie? Like, you see what I'm saying? Because you don't want to walk up to a random person and give them the Vulcan sign or something. They don't know what you're talking about. And but like, what are some of the tall tale signs of? Oh yeah, that's definitely a Trekkie.
Ooh, I feel like that's hard to say unless they're wearing like some sort of Trek gear, then, you know, Trekkie could look like anyone. Trekkie could be you.
Of course, but we all have those little tells. If, I mean, if you, you know, look at, you know, some of the Trekkie fans that are there, like, maybe they give off a little tick, or like maybe they bite their nails or something like that, or they prefer like mustard on their watermelon or whatever it may be. I don't know. I just thought there might be something there.
I think probably you'd have to talk to someone to figure mm-hmm. out if they were, but then you can sort of probe their depth and be like, mm-hmm. how into this are you? And are you a real Trekkie, or are you superficial Trekkie, which either one, you know, Trekkie's a Trekkie.
Brian, what about you?
Oh, yeah, I completely agree, Lily. You know, can they name an episode? You know, if it's like, I saw that in season 2, episode 34, you know, something something like that that's nerdy enough to where, you know, they're going deep. Or if they even just simply get out of Star Trek with Captain Kirk and Star Trek The Next Generation with Captain Picard, if they're going beyond that, like mentioning Deep Space Nine, Discovery, Enterprise.
What have you thought of like Picard? Is Picard... Yeah, would you recommend it for Trekkies or Star Trek fans?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, we talk about it a lot, right?
Yeah, of course. It's Trek.
All right, before I get any further, I know that I cut you off. What's the name of the show? Can people find it online? Is it available anywhere?
It is available on YouTube, and we're called A Captain's Log Show, I think, on YouTube and Instagram. The show is just called A Captain's Log, but
how many episodes have you guys done?
We've done 24, 2 seasons, 24 episodes. We've interviewed a boatload of amazing producers and actors that have been on the show. Not necessarily the big ones that are in the cast, but a lot of the people that, you know, like stunt people, writers, couple actors that, you know, you see in front of the camera, but we try to be a little bit different against the grain, interviewing the people that haven't necessarily been interviewed as much before, have that prominence. So we had our little niche.
I remember I embarrassed myself big time. This is back when I was only part-time working on radio. We had the guy, the actor plays number one or whatever, you know, and I called him number two like he was poop. and he corrected me, and I felt like a big piece of crap.
It had to have been Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was. It was.
You felt like crap after calling him.
Yeah, I did.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I mean, I loved it. You know, I'm also a big fan of Howard Stern. What do you guys think of George Takei on the Howard Stern show? Have you heard or seen any of those clips of him being there?
I have in the past. Yes, absolutely. It's great to have George Takei in front of the camera again. I know he's doing a lot of voiceover work. You know, he did like Disney's Mulan and stuff behind the camera, but it's great to see him back, you know, and see his personality and see that side of the personality. Even the original series as Sulu, he didn't really get a lot of camera time either. You know, he was on a couple away teams, but yeah, love George Takei. Howard Stern's great too.
You know, that I never heard him talk about what his family went through during World War II, during the camps where Japanese were locked away because we were at war, and all this stuff happened, and it was heart wrenching to hear him talk about that.
It really was. I've heard a few interviews as well, and you know, he's in his home with his family, you know, and he's like a very small child here in the United States, and he's basically taken to an internment camp, taken out of his own home with his parents. It's just absolutely horrendous. But what a turn of events for an amazing actor to be able to have such prominence and be in front of the camera, and then have his character even continued by John Cho, you know, in the J.J. Abrams movies as well. But Takei's amazing. What an amazing person to go through that and be such a happy-go-lucky person, right?
Yeah. I want to get into the new series and stuff, but one of the things, and I don't think that Star Trek gets enough credit. They thought it was just some nerdy sci-fi show that a bunch of geeks and stuff watch, but they were very bold. Is it true? I've always heard this. I've read this. Was the first interracial kiss on TV with Captain Kirk?
I think it was.
Absolutely.
What year was that? Do you know? It was 60s?
69, yeah, you're right, Lily. Exactly. Yeah, we know our track. So it's season 3, Plato's Stepchildren. Exactly. Mm. we both answered your question.
what national broadcasting channel carried Star Trek when it was originally on the original series?
NBC.
So it was NBC.
Yeah.
I mean, that
competitor of CBS now, right? It's like flip competitors.
But wasn't that a big risk at the time for them to do that? Like, and I don't think they get enough credit for standing up for what was going on in the time, because you would have to think you're probably going to alienate, not a pun because of Star Trek, but you're going to alienate some of your audience, right?
Definitely. I believe they knew it was a big risk and they didn't want to do it for that reason. And so they actually, after the first pilot, I think they canceled the series and then remade a new pilot. And I think Brian knows this story a lot better.
Well, Lily, you're like perfect. That's exactly how it went. And 3 seasons, Roddenberry's always like been this trailblazer, right? You know, if it gets canceled once, how many times has a TV series been given the opportunity to get a second pilot and then be so successful and then blossom into such a huge franchise like Star Trek? But he's always been, you know, he had a woman first officer, which, you know, to us, that's no big deal. And he had Uhura, which, you know, African-American.
Who played her in the new? Was that Zaldana or whatever that played her?
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. My ADHD brain did that. I apologize.
No worries. Roddenberry was always, you know, and kind of on the edge with, hey, can I get away with this? But translated into like a space opera, right?
Oh, no, the mic. I had to pull you down. Your mic is malfunctioning again. Let me hear. Give me a test. I don't have it as loud, but man, that's the second time you've blown out my eardrums. Go ahead. I can't hear you at all now. Uh-oh. Well, Lily. Okay, so Lily. So out of all the movies that have been done, and we're talking old generation, new generation, the J.J. Abrams one, what is your favorite? So let's start at the original. And are you back, Brian?
I'm back with you.
Yes.
Guys.
All right. Good. You sound great. So I got a couple of questions. So overall, let's save that question for last. What's your favorite movie in the original series of movies?
I think we'll probably have the same answer. It's got to be Wrath of Khan there.
All right. So the Next Generation, what was your favorite movie of theirs? I have mine. I was First Contact with the Borgs.
Yes.
Okay. I love that one. I thought that was
brilliant.
But yeah. I'm sounding like a Star Trek poser probably just by like saying that.
No,
I know.
Hard to beat the Borgs.
Who was the actor that played the queen in that? She was, I forget. What was her name?
Alice Creege. She's amazing. The first Borg queen.
Mm-hmm. I thought that whole interaction between her and Data was really, really cool. Talking about, you know, what makes you, you know, be a part of something, feelings, having emotions and stuff. I mean, if people looked into it, it had a lot of meaning to it, I think.
For sure.
Right. Like a lot of Star Trek. That's what it offers.
All right. So out of the J.J. Abrams movies, what was your favorite?
First one.
What was the one that they used Beastie Boys Sabotage? I can't remember. I love that one.
First two, actually. I love the Beastie Boys as well. Yeah.
Oh, well, they used it in the first one, but, oh, yeah, because it was a recall back to his childhood at that time, and that's why he used Beastie Boys Sabotage.
Sabotage, yes.
Because it wasn't Sabotage. What wasn't Beastie Boys playing when he was running from that like robot cop at the beginning of when he took his dad's car or something?
Yeah, he almost runs off the precipice cliff and almost practically dies as the car goes flying ahead of him. Absolutely. It was high action intensity, J.J. Abrams style. While the Beastie Boys played.
I forget his last, but no, I do remember Zachary Quinto. What you know, if we're talking about iconic characters, Leonard. All right, what's the right way to say his last name? Is it Nimoy or Nimoy?
Nimoy.
Okay, so Leonard Nimoy. What do you think of Zachary Quinto? Because it's kind of hard. Like, you're not going to be better than him, but I mean, that's a high bar, right?
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. I mean, it's not you can't touch Nimoy's performance because he is Spock for most of us Trekkies. So it's just, you know, give it your best, do it in your own way, and I think he did that.
What about you, Brian?
100% agree with you, Lily, there. He had his own persona for bringing the character to life, but also there's a separate type of persona that, you know, you can like add to the character, and I think Zachary Quinto really did that. He didn't try to reinvent the character.
I loved him in Heroes.
Try to emulate Nimoy.
Heroes was the first time I ever watched any of the stuff that he did. What about Khan? I'm blanking right now, by the way. Who played Khan in the new ones? I forget it. I'm looking it up. I'm trying to multitask right now.
Benedict.
Yeah. Sherlock. He played the dragon in the Lord of the Rings, all that good stuff. Doctor Strange. Yeah. I mean, come on. What did you think of him as Khan? Did you like that storyline?
You know, we don't bash on our show, honestly.
Come on, though. Like, you. All right. No. I'm not going to let you guys off the hook. I'm really, really not. You guys.
I think he's a great actor. I really like him. I think it was just hard. I mean, I think they should have maybe gone for a different story instead of telling one that we all love and know very well with different actors. And the way we know it is the way that, you know, we learned it. We love it. So then trying to redo it is always a monumental task. And it usually doesn't go as well for the people. But he did a great job overall, I think, for the story that they told.
All right, so Picard, I got to hear it because I haven't watched any of it yet, but I'm a big Patrick Stewart fan. He's always the best. Has it like lived up to the standard? Because I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yes, absolutely. I think so. You have so many recurring characters, but they didn't try to basically make a sequel to Next Generation. That was the whole intention from Patrick Stewart, from his, if you put his producer hat on. You know, he said from the beginning where we saw that very first picture on Twitter sitting in the writer's room, he's like, we are not wearing uniforms and reinventing Next Generation. It's a continuing story for Picard and his retirement. And as Next Generation characters might come and go, that will kind of be the intention, you know, on the, Lily, you have to say it right, the Chateau Picard. I can't say it right.
All right, wait, whoa. So I got to ask this. I know this is going to be a question that all Trekkies, so. Klingon, you guys speak it? Yes, no,
We do sometimes include it on the show.
Really?
I have spent, you know, a fair amount of time studying it. Mm-hmm. I would say that it's so difficult as a language that I would love to meet someone who says they're fluent and just really see, like,
how many words are in the Klingon language that is out there? Like, what can you buy a book that actually teaches you? And do they have a standard of what's right or wrong, or just people just making it up?
Well, we actually interviewed the creator of the language, and he has, I think, at least two books that I also have on my bookshelf that he's written about Klingon and the language itself, the grammar, the
vocabulary. Does he explain, like, what, you know, like, you know, in the world, like, regionally and stuff, there's reasons why people say certain words? Like, does he go that much into depth of, like, you know, this is why this sound represents this word and stuff, or no?
Ooh, that was a lot of questions. I think he does go into more of the, like, cultural aspects of the language and explaining why it is the way it is in one of his books, which I think is called, like, The Galactic Traveler or something, Klingon Galactic Traveler. And the Klingon Dictionary is my favorite book. It's like really a grammatical study of the language and an explanation of all of it.
Are there Klingon curse words?
There are.
Yeah.
And in the book, he puts one of them and doesn't say what it means. So you get to make that up.
Oh, I know what word that is. I mean, it's the word that no guy can say. It's like a grenade when... I'll say this. I'll see you next Tuesday. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I think that's what he didn't want to tell people. He was talking about that word. The British love saying that word, by the way. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, he couldn't put that in a book.
No,
exactly.
He couldn't put
in a book. All right. So your favorite episode or just favorite moment from Star Trek for you guys? What is the one moment where you got those feelings? You got all the hair on the back of your neck stood up. You got goosebumps. You know, what is that one moment? And that's across all Star Trek related content.
For me, Best of Both Worlds, I would say.
Well, explain. What is... It is?
To pick, like, your favorite moment in this ginormous thing that we love? Yes.
No, but I'm just saying, what gives you all that extra serotonin release? That where you're like... I'll tell you, I'm a big comic book fan. I watched all the Marvel movies and stuff. During Endgame, where, like, all the characters came back and Captain America is telling Avengers Assemble, because we've been waiting since Iron Man 1. This is all built up to it and everything, and we're getting the payoff right now. That's what I'm talking about. Can't give me that moment?
I can. Okay. Absolutely. I mean, we both agree the same episode, right, Lily? So, you know... When Picard is Locutus of Borg, he is basically repeating those very words where he says, "I am Locutus of Borg." Mm-hmm. He's going toe-to-toe with the Enterprise from the Borg cube, his ship now. Riker's in command, and the season ends on that cliffhanger. That cliffhanger alone just makes you wonder, is the show over? Is Riker the captain?
Is this on Picard, or is this on Next Generation?
On Star Trek The Next Generation, okay. Season 3 finale back in 1989. I mean, wow. What a monumental moment.
I can see that. Because, I mean, I've had those moments in shows, and we all do. It's like you know, a lot of people, oh, I can't believe you're into that, or I can't believe you follow that so closely and stuff. And people just don't get it, you know, sometimes. And it's just, like, there's been shows that I've loved that nobody else really gave a damn about. But it had those moments where you get those moments. You get that extra serotonin release. You get those goosebumps. You remember everything about it. You know, I also think music plays a big part in TV shows as well, too, because you can hear a song and you'll be like, oh, man, that was in my favorite TV show or something. You know, you get those type of moments, right? I mean, am I, like... trying to romanticize it too much by saying that?
No.
Not at all, no.
Action is always what makes you love something. And, oh my gosh, that reminds me. I would say a moment in The Next Generation.
See, I knew I could inspire you to think of something.
Well, here's another one, because I was going to say the same one as Brian. But this is going to be a spoiler for people who haven't watched Next.
Spoiler alert. If I say it three times like Beetlejuice, it's fine. They're good. Spoiler alert. All right, go ahead. You're good.
All right. Well, from the beginning of the show, one of my favorite characters was Tasha Yar. And in what season? Is it the first? It's the second season?
When she passed away. Yeah, first season. Very at the very end.
For no reason, really. She doesn't help win the battle or anything. It's just like she just is gone. And I remember crying, like, I just cried for 2 days after that, because this character was, like, I didn't realize how much I loved her until I lost her. And, like, that kind of thing, we really do have love for these fake people, like, these people that don't exist. We really love them with our heart and our emotions, so.
But then, though, like, if it's the hero or whatever it may be, you know, you like that person so much. I think sometimes it may help people, like, pick up good traits and stuff. Hey, you know, I watch a show and I want to, you know, kind of do this and that. I know that might sound like the nerdiest thing in the world to say, but it is true. It kind of is. All right. So, final question, guys. Out of all the people that Star Trek related you've never met, if you had to pick one person, dead or alive, that you could meet from the show, who would it be?
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a tough one because I would almost say him, but I have to say I'm envious that you got to meet Jonathan Frakes Tuttle because Jonathan Frakes would be my answer.
But John, he's been in a lot of other stuff, though, hasn't he? Like some pretty bigger shows and stuff. I think Jonathan Frakes has been in other stuff. I gotta look that up. He just has got one of those faces, and you know the moms of these nerd Trekkies were like, honey, we're gonna watch Star Trek tonight? Oh yeah, I want to see what number two is up to. I mean, number one is up to.
Poor Johnny.
Yeah.
Number two.
But so, Jonathan Frakes, Leonard Nimoy. Well. So have you guys met Captain not Picard. What am I doing? Who's the OG captain?
Shatner.
Have you guys met Shatner?
No.
Never. Would love to, but
why
never
would you
have
not
met,
say not Shatner?
He stays so busy.
But yeah,
he's
in his 90s and he's busy. Right.
I loved him in Boston Legal. He was so funny. And I loved that he got to go to space too. I thought that was really cool.
That was amazing.
Oh, it's so cool. We mentioned it on our show. We had to. We did a nice little segment. Remember Lily in the news about it? It was so cool. We have to do this.
Yeah. All right, guys, before I let you go, tell my audience once again, where they can find it. Like, do you guys got a website that's one-stop shopping that people can go to where they can find all your links or any of the content and stuff?
Well, we really have everything on Twitter, Instagram, all those websites, but we don't have an actual URL. Everything's on IMDb, Twitter.
Just what's the Twitter? Instagram. I can't give out too many links. We're in the deep south here. You know, sometimes the technology gets a little too much. So what I'm trying to say, though, is that just make it. Keep it simple. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. That's what you got to do. So so what's a Twitter?
It's a Captain's Log Show. That's the handle.
All right. No underscores, no funny emojis or...
Oh, we have that on Instagram. If you want underscores, I can give you underscores, Tuttle. It's a_captains_log_show.
All right. So I always like to ask the guests to rate my interview. Was it good, bad? Would you ever do it again? Did you have fun?
Yes, absolutely. This is a blast.
Yeah. 11 out of 10.
Oh, yes. Lily, you got... Lily, though, you got to have a lot of these Trekkie dudes. Like, oh, Lily, I love everything about Star Trek. We'll love to talk to you about Star Trek and all this stuff. You know, Lily, you know it. Lily, we all know it. You know you hold that power.
I mean, sure, I'll talk to anyone about Star Trek. It's so fun to talk about.
Come on, Lily. Come on, Lily. I could only imagine if I could check in and see who's sliding into your DMs and stuff. I bet you get some real Trekkie guys. They're coming in.
Sending you
phaser emojis, winking face, heart, blowing heart kisses and stuff. I'm sure you get all that, right? Come on, you got to.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Are you taken, Lily?
I am.
Okay. Now, so I mean, your other half has to think. It was like, oh man, she's got this kick-ass podcast. This show, all this stuff she's doing, she's catering to a bunch of Trekkies and stuff, and bet your ass I know some nerdy Trekkies are sliding into her DMs and stuff. Is he a Trekkie?
He's not. actually. So it's kind of fun because we get to watch all of it for the first time together, and I get to be like, he's like, see me for the very first time. He's like, you always wish you could go back with your favorite shows and have that first time watching it experience. Mm. So it's kind of like I get to through another person.
Is he picking it up at all? Because I think you'd need to kick him to the curb if he's not retaining any of this info and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, only time will tell. He's got to dedicate the time and watch even all of it.
Like, how is this a new relationship and stuff, or like?
Yeah, it's almost a year now.
Oh, so that's still young.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, I don't think you know, speaking of number two, I don't think I ever did that for the first year when I was dating. Somebody. Is he gotten that comfortable yet? Or do you, no?
No.
No, he hasn't. So it's still fresh.
Okay.
Oh, you are. I mean, you just became even way hotter to the all the male Trekkies and everything. So, all right, I'm going to stop now before I completely offend you. All right, guys. Hey, I appreciate this. Let's keep in touch and everything. I'd love to have you guys on again if you want to promote anything, okay?
Yeah,
and if you need an extra for the show, I'll
you're always welcome on our set. Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having us.
I will wear a red shirt, so you can just get rid of me within the first minute, okay? All right, guys. Hey, I had a lot of fun. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. I'm going to get out of here. I enjoyed that. I know a lot of people might not, but I loved it. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed all the shows. If you watch the live stream and you want to catch up on the archive, hell, this is show number 671. You're out driving around, you're a truck driver, whatever it may be, and you are looking for something to listen to keep you entertained. I got a lot of shows. My archive is vast, and it's only growing. So check it out. Total Daily Podcast. It's available on Spotify, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Going to get out of here, guys. Hope you guys have a great night. Hopefully you stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.